Jesus Christ. One more time. You did better than the earlier sermon. One more time. Jesus Christ. Amen. I did a series for 8 weeks called Making It. How many were here for a lot of those messages? Okay. Well, then I thought, now what am I going to do? Because I ain't made it yet. Then I thought, I need me some Jesus strength. Easter was coming. So I'm going to focus on Jesus' strength. Amen? That's what I need. Me some Jesus' strength. Amen? So that's how we came up with it. When we come up with series, we get together, we talk about it, and we came up with this, Jesus Christ strong. Amen? And then I thought, you know what? Old Armstrong had his Live Strong bracelets. They're yellow, you know, Live Strong, Lance Armstrong. And now Lance done gone crazy half the time. But Jesus ain't going to go crazy. So I thought I'd just get rid of it, Lance. And I'll do a Jesus strong. Amen? Because Jesus is going to always be strong. Amen? He ain't going to take no performance-enhancing drugs, maybe. I don't know if he will or not. Amen? I mean, I know he won't, but I don't know about Lance. Amen? So anyway, but the point is, Jesus strong. That's what I need. We want to get you one of these today. How many have it on again? Can I see your hand? We're doing pretty good. They're free. Now, did they cost us something? Yes or no? Yeah, and are they paid for? Oh, yeah. Amen. There you go. You're getting this debt-free thing down pretty good. Amen. We want you to have yours. But if it's going to be something you're just going to take and just throw on a shelf somewhere, we'd rather you not take one. Amen. We want people to wear them, especially between now and Easter. Why not wear that? Amen. But I'm going to keep wearing mine because I need me some Jesus strength. Amen. Jesus strong. Come on. Here we go. Let's go with the message this morning. Going to talk today. Last week we talked about the man. Today, pop it up. His mission. Can you say that with me? His mission. You're going to see today in the message that Jesus Christ came to this planet with a mission. We're going to look at the word mission, what the word mission means. And we're going to look closely at the thought of his mission on this planet. And why are we doing this? We want to see his strength. Do you know why you're here? Do you have a purpose on this planet? You know what you're about. Can you see goals? Can you accomplish those? Can you do that task that God's called you to do? We all have a reason for being here. Let's look at his. Let's draw some strength from Jesus today. I need to not draw back. I need to not quit. He didn't quit. He was not a quitter. Can you say that with me? He was not a what? Come on. He was not a what? A quitter! Quitters quit. That's what quitters do. I don't want to be a quitter. Yeah, but hard times come, and it'd be all right if everybody, if you did quit, people wouldn't be okay with that. I wouldn't be okay with that. I don't want to quit. Can you say that with me? I don't want to. Come on, church, wake up. I don't want to quit. Why? Because quitters quit. Amen? I don't want to quit. I want to stay on mission. I don't know if you know what God's called you to do, but I know what God's called me to do. And since I know what God's called me to do, He didn't call me to start a building, get it about, you know, just start it out of the ground and go, I'm sorry, guys, bye. Does that sound like that would honor God, yes or no? Doesn't sound like it honor God to me. Amen. But there's pain, there's struggle, you're suffering, you're hurting. Yeah. So, did He have pain? Did He struggle? Did He suffer? Did He hurt? Did He quit? Somebody tell me. Now, am I called to be like Gary? Am I called to be like Jesus? Like Jesus. I needed him to be Jesus strong. Amen. Because Gary would quit, but Jesus won't. Y'all hearing me today? See, now all of a sudden, you're the psychologist, and I jumped up on the couch again, and I'm talking to you. That's what happens these days. Let's keep looking. Mission. What does it mean? You'll see the target there. It's a military term. Look at it. It's an operational task, usually assigned by what? A higher headquarters. An operation designed to carry out the goals of a specific program. An assigned duty or task, mission. A sending or being sent for some duty or purpose. Jesus had a mission from higher headquarters. A duty, a task that he was to perform. Now wake up. If somebody's sleeping next to you, it's free reign. You can slap them. Go ahead. Here we go. Don't you see a verse I came across in Isaiah 50? You've read it. I've read it. Mission. His mission. Keep that in mind. Here we go. He was strong. A prophecy. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious. Say it with me. Neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters. I gave my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Say it with me. Therefore have I set my face like a... And I know I shall not be ashamed. Did you hear that? Keep moving. Flint. He said, I set my face as a flint. He uses the same statement over in the book of Luke. Are you listening to me? Hang on. He used the same terminology in the book of Luke where he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus had a mission. He said, I set my face like a flint. What does that mean? Flint is a very hard, compact rock. Does that sound strong? Say. Jesus was strong. A flint, the word literally means hardness. Was Jesus soft? Somebody tell me. No. Was Jesus hard? Yes. He loved people, could touch people, to reach out to people. But was Jesus soft? Are you kidding me? It's something how we paint this Jesus in our mind. He was strong. He set his face like a flint. The word flint means hardness. Flint was used for tools and weapons dating back to the beginning of man. Flint. You ain't going to like this part, fellas. It was used in the cutting of the foreskin of Jewish males. Ouch! Let's keep going. Let's read it again. Let's read that verse, these verses again. It's not what I'm preaching, but I want you to see his mission. Are you feeling it a little bit? Say. The Lord God hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and their spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a what? And I know, say it with me, that I shall not be what? Ashamed. As I was reading that, another passage came to mind. Pop it up. Luke 9. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes. This is Jesus talking way ahead of time. Before he would ever go to the cross, he's speaking to his disciples because he knows what his mission is. See, sometimes we have pain in our life, but it hits us upside the head. We're going through life. How many have been going through life and pain just hits you upside the head? I'm talking about a bad situation, something you went through. Oh! You didn't know it was coming. Can I see your hand again? Let me see. How many of you went through that and you made it through it? Can I see your hand? Okay. And we can do that. We can endure pain. But if we knew that pain was coming and we could see that pain coming down the road a long way off, there's pain. I see it way over yonder. Pain. You know what we would do? We'd go another way, wouldn't we? Say. Isn't that right? Say. There's a train. I see it in 8 years. It's going to run me over. I'm going towards the train. No, you ain't. But see, Jesus saw it coming. Way back when he's talking to his disciples, he said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be slain and raised the third day. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and do what? Take up his cross daily and follow me. Now this is what was getting me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. But what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself and be cast away? This was the verse that hit me when I was reading Isaiah. Jesus, when he did his mission, he said, I will not be what? Now look what he says to you as a Christ follower and to me as a Christ follower. For whosoever shall be ashamed, is that the word? Of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. See, he was a man just like you and me. But he was not ashamed. He gave his back to the smiters. He gave his cheeks to have the hair plucked out. He turned his face literally towards them so they could slap him and spit on him. He didn't turn away. He turned it towards them. I will not be confounded. He said, I will not be rebellious. So that's exactly what he said. This is my mission. And he says to us, if we're ashamed of him, the Son of Man shall be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and his Father's and the glory of the holy angels. Amen? So y'all all right so far with me? Mission. I'm just trying to lay some groundwork. I want to be Jesus Christ strong. I want to be on mission for him. And believe it or not, we're all on a mission. We all have a mission from God. I know you don't want to think you got one. No, not me, because that means you don't have to do anything. You do have to do something. But you're going to need to be Jesus Christ strong to accomplish it. Because you're just like me. Pain! No. No, pain is part of it. What are you going to do? You're going to be ashamed? You're going to be rebellious? Are you going to turn back? Are you going to be weak? Or are you going to be strong? That's what we're talking about today. His mission. Let's look at the word again, I believe. It's an operational task, usually assigned by higher headquarters. It's an operation designed to carry out the goals of a specific program. It's an assigned duty or task. It's ascending or being sent for some duty or purpose. Do you know what mission is now? Say, mission, 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 a duty, a task, a purpose. What was Jesus' mission? Jesus was physically on this planet for how many years? 33. Oh, it's so sad. He died such a young man. He's fine with that. Okay? Pop it up. He didn't come to live a long life. He came to save sinners. Say that with me. Jesus didn't come to live a long life. He came to do what? That was his mission. Y'all got that down? Say. You don't need to feel so, oh, he's such a young man. It's just such a tragedy. Don't feel that way about him. He wasn't ashamed with the way he died. He wasn't ashamed of what he did. Amen. I want that kind of strength. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That's why Jesus came. Just some other thoughts. Jesus was born to die. Say that with me. Jesus was born to die. That was his mission. He was born to what? Die. He's on target from higher headquarters. That's what this Easter thing's all about. And the cross, that's why he came. Oh, it's so sad. Why are you getting all sad? That's victory, baby. Amen. That's what it's about. He was strong. Keep looking. No man took his life from him. Are you kidding me, Jesus Christ? Somebody took his life. He willingly did what he did. Get with the program. But I don't know if Jesus could love me. Listen, he ain't weak. He can love you. See, people that can't love are weak. Do you hear me say? I don't know how Jesus could love me. Here's how he can love you. Because he's strong. That's why he came. You feeling it? I'm feeling it. That was his mission, man. Why he came to this planet. No man didn't take his life from him. Look what he said in John 10. Therefore doth my Father love me. Why? Because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes my life from me, but I lay it down of who? Myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received from my Father. Amen? That makes the bracelet mean a little more to me. Do you hear me? Whoa. You mean you did all that? Yeah. Knew exactly what I was doing. Knew exactly why I came. Because you people are screwed up. And without me, you can do nothing. But because of me, Jesus says, you can do anything. I've overcome the world. Amen? It's incredible. What a great Savior. His mission. Another verse. Looking unto Jesus, the author and what? Was he a quitter? Say. He's the author and what? Of our faith. Who for what? The joy that was set before him. His mission, he didn't look at his pain like you and I look at our pain. It was a joy for him. He loves you. He came and endured that cross. Look, for the joy that was set before him, he did what? He endured the cross. He despised the shame, being hung naked in front of people, the Son of God hanging on a cross. Horrible. He despised the shame. But he sat down right now at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you and me. Mission accomplished. Target hit. Amen? Yeah, Dad, I did it. Knocked it out of the park. Amen. Amen? Come on. We see Jesus, he was made a little lower than the angels. He was made the Son of Man. Why? For the suffering of death. Why was he made a man? Why the virgin born thing and Christmas and all that stuff? So he could be born. So he could go to the cross, suffering of death. He's crowned now with honor and glory that he, by the grace of God, say it with me, should do what? Taste death for every man. That was his mission. Can you imagine having such a mission as this? Are y'all all right? Have I put you to sleep yet? That was his mission. He became a man on what? One more time. He became a... I think you and I are going to have to do that. I'm serious. If I'm going to be strong, I believe I'm going to have to be strong on purpose. If I'm going to make it, I believe I'm going to have to make it on purpose. If I'm, you see what I'm saying? I don't think people just get on purpose in their life and on target in their life and on mission in their life by accident. Whoa, look at me, I'm on purpose. No, you're not. See what I'm saying? He became a man on purpose. If I'm going to be strong, I'm going to have to do it on purpose. It's going to take effort. Y'all hearing me today? All right. I want to just turn the message now. We're going to focus a little bit on Son of Man. His favorite name for himself while on this earth, you need to know this, was what? If you ever hear it on Jeopardy or something, you'll know. Here we go. Jesus' favorite name for himself was what? Son of, one more time, Son of Man. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If I was the Son of God, when I walked into a room, it would be like, I'm Gary, Son of God. You see what I'm saying? But Jesus wasn't like that. He didn't call himself Son of God a lot. What was the number one name he called himself while he was on this planet? Son of what? Man. Son of Man. You know why he called himself Son of Man? It was his mission. It was his mission. He was made in the likeness of man. And he kept that in the forefront of his mind when he talked to people. He could relate to people. Son of God, can't relate to you. Son of Man, look, you're like me. You understand? We can learn a lot from that, can't we? Isn't it funny how we get saved and we get high and mighty and all haughty and we get full of ourselves and we judge people? Isn't that the dumbest thing on the planet? Say. It's crazy. Jesus didn't even talk like that. Son of Man was who he was and why he came. Son of Man defined who he was and why he came. He used Son of Man to describe himself more than any other name. When you hear him and talk in the Bible, more than any other name, Son of Man, Son of Man. Let's look at several. I'm not going to preach it, but just look at some of them. The Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed. Jesus talking, to be crucified. The Son of Man must suffer. The Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. The Son of Man be risen again. The Son of Man shall come in the glory. You see it? Say. So number one name he used for himself was what? Why did he use that name? Because it defined his mission. Was he the Son of God? Somebody tell me. Yes! While on this planet, Son of Man defined his mission. That's good. You have to be strong to keep that kind of focus. You know what I'm saying? How many sung the old song? He could have called, how many? 10,000 angels to destroy this earth and set him free. Remember that? But he died alone for you and me. Why? You're his mission. Amen? How's that make you feel? I feel pretty good, don't you? Say, you mean I'm your mission? Yes, son. You mean me, sinner? Bad person? Yeah, you, sinner, bad person. I'm the Son of Man. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, and you lost. Amen? Just makes you feel good, man. As I was studying, four Son of Mans popped out to me. Four Son of Mans popped out. Special operations. Jesus. Four Son of Mans. I want to pop them up for you this morning. This is my message. It's not very long. We're almost done. Number one. Here it is. Say that with me. Jesus came to what? One more time. Jesus came to... Let's get it down. There's only four of them. Jesus came to... Look at the Son of Man. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. Now, I don't think it happens a lot here at Fellowship because I'll get on your nerves and you'll leave. But a lot of people, they go to church to see what they can get from church. I'm talking about, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to give me? What kind of little thing are you doing for my family, my kids? And the singing, it's got to be for me. You know, it's about me, right? Wrong. Amen? Say. It's funny, Jesus should have been ministered to because he's the Son of God, but he came not to be ministered to, but to what? That's at Fellowship Church. We need to minister to one another. It's not like, oh, I don't like that because they don't do this for me. I don't like that because, yeah. Listen, we do a lot of things because we love you. But it works a lot better when you love back. Amen? Say. And when we love back, we need to all take ownership of this ministry. Every one of us need to take ownership and responsibility that it's my responsibility, not just Pastor Clark or somebody else, to love people. It's my responsibility to walk across the room like he does and hug somebody's neck. You understand? Yes or no? We haven't been called to be ministered to. We've been called to what? Jesus came to minister. That was his mission. Do you see that as your mission? Say. I wish when you got out of bed on Sunday morning, especially, and you came and you were getting ready for coming to Fellowship Church, I wish you'd put in your mind, who can I minister to today? Well, I'm going here, Pastor Gary. Yeah, you are. That's okay. But who can you minister to on this campus? Say, couldn't you make that a purpose in your heart? Say, amen? Well, I'm going to get ministered to by the minister. Well, how about you come and you minister to somebody and get ministered to? I lost you. Here we go. Second Son of Man that popped out at me. Say that one with me. Jesus came to... One more time. Jesus came to... What was the first one? He came to what? And the second one, he came to save. Look at it. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Why should you be saved? Because he came to do it. Well, I don't know if I can be saved. What are you talking about? Bullseye! Mission accomplished! Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be what? Saved! For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Bullseye! It's been done. Well, I'm not a good person. I think I've got to be a good person, or I've done a good job. I've lived a good life. Mission accomplished. Jesus Christ accomplished his mission. He came to what? Save. Why should you be saved? Because it's already done. Why should you come up with some kooky idea that isn't going to work when he's already knocked the ball out of the park? Amen? Be saved today, man. Jesus Christ came to save you. Well, I don't feel like God loves me. That's because you're ignorant. Amen? Say, you're just ignorant. God loves you. How could He not love you and let this happen to His only begotten Son? Say, how could He not love you? He loves you. That's Satan telling you you're not loved of God. You are loved of God. You hearing me today? Why did the Son of Man come? Number one, to what? Minister. Number two, to what? To save you, to save me, to save my drunk mama. That's why He came. Amen? Y'all right with all this? That's who He is. He was on mission. Number three, Jesus came to, one more time, Jesus came to, number one, He came to, number two, He came to, number three, He came to, y'all are good. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to what? He wants to forgive you. Jesus wants to forgive everybody. Are you hearing me? He wants to forgive you. There's nothing you've done that He can't forgive. He hit the target. Everybody can be forgiven. Y'all know that or not? Isn't that great? I want you to experience forgiveness like I've experienced. Nobody in this room has had more wicked thoughts than I've had. Said more wicked words than I've had. Been more angry than I have. And He forgives me. And you think He can't forgive you? Are you crazy? Y'all hearing me? That's why He came. To forgive you. What a God we have. That's God. That's not some made up God. That's God. Wow. I want to be that kind of strong. Amen? I want to be able to forgive like that. I want to be able to love like that. I want to be able to love like you love. It takes a lot of strength to do that, right? That's what I want in my life. That's good. The kind of God we have. The fourth Son of Man that got me. Say that with me. Jesus came to... One more time. I know that one caught you by surprise. Jesus came to what? So He came to... Came to... Came to... Came to... What do I mean? Look at the Son of Man. And Jesus said unto Him, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay His head. And I can hear Jesus saying, but don't feel sorry for me. That's not why I'm here anyway. Amen? You're the Son of God. You should have you some nice digs and everything, man. You don't worry about me. My digs are covered. I'm on mission. I'm not worried about where I sleep. I'm a man. I'm on target. Y'all hearing me? He tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus Christ came to leave. Amen? I love that. He came to leave. He didn't come to set up shop. When He came, He was born in a what? In a manger, in a stable. Amen? Grew up in Nazareth. Come on, hung out with fishermen around Galilee. These guys were the offscouring of the earth, especially to the religious leaders. Jesus was cool with that. Okay? He was on mission. He came to leave. Amen? How are you living? Are you living like that? Say. What the great song that came out, country music? Live like you were dying. How about live like you were leaving? I like that better. Live like you're dying. Well, that's true.
but live like you're leaving. This could be your last day. Amen. Say, live like you are leaving. That's how Jesus lived. Amen. Sometimes I get caught up with it. I've been blessed financially in my life, materially. You know that as well as anybody. We get caught up with the material things. We get caught up into that game. We can even start getting mad at God sometimes because we don't have or this or that or the other. It's crazy. We're not to live like we're staying. We're to live like we're what? Leaving. Leaving, leaving. I got leaving on my mind. Amen? Another great old song from the past. The Son of God gave up every right, I'm almost done, of royalty and submitted Himself to be called the Son of Man. He gave up every right to be called the Son of Man. Why? Say it with me. That was His what? It's who I am. I'm the Son of Man. Can you say that loud with me? Can you get a little loud? He did not flinch. Pop it up. He did not draw back. He did it. That's what it's all about. Pretty cool, huh? I've got a great God, a great Savior. Target hit. Hit him. Pop, 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 pop. Can we do it again? Because I like popping stuff. Here we go. Bullseye. You try to get to God any other way than through Jesus Christ, He calls you a what? If you know your Bible, say it with me. A thief and a robber. If you try to come up any other way, He calls you a thief and a robber. Yeah, but they're good people. They do all this good stuff for God, supposedly. Thief, robber. What about all other religions other than Jesus? Thief, robber. Sorry, sue me. Thief, robber! Jesus Christ accomplished His mission. No man can come to God except through His Son, Jesus Christ. You believe that or not? You wishy-washy on that or what? Say, I've got to be all this. No, you don't. Tell the truth. Be a man. Be strong. Stand up for Christ. Spread the gospel. Tell the truth to people. Amen? It's who He was. He did all this so you could gum up some other way. You lost your mind? No. You must be born again. Did He tell Nicodemus that? Yes or no? Sure He did. You must be born again. He accomplished His mission. He was what? Come on. Jesus Christ. Can I see your hand if you got one in mind? Come on. Jesus Christ. Strong. That's what I need. I'm almost done. I want that kind of strength. I want that kind of strength. I don't know if you know it. Your pastor needs that kind of strength. I need that kind of strength. If I'm going to make it, I don't believe there's anybody that can help me but Jesus. But that's not the end of the world, is it? Say, if I know I'm not going to make it, and anybody really help me is Jesus, then I think I'm on the right track, don't you say? That's not bad thinking. Okay, I'll get me a bracelet. Good. Remind myself often. Amen? I know you think I've lost my mind. Here we go. I want to be on mission. This is what I want. I don't know if you want it or not. This is what I want. It's my message. I wrote it. I want to minister to other people. I want to be on mission. I want to minister to you. Most of the times these days, I go around town in a pair of shorts and even a biking shirt, a pair of tennis shoes and a ball cap. Is that about how you see me every day, Bill? That's fine. I want to be accessible. I want to be normal. I want to be real to people. That's what I want in my life. I want to minister to people. I want that guy who thinks he could never talk to a preacher, I want him to be able to come right up next to me and say, hey man, how you doing, Pastor? I want to be able to put my arm around him. If he's stinky and smelly, I probably am too. I've been riding a bike. Good. I just want to minister to people. Y'all listening to me today? I've been doing some soul searching. What is my mission? What is my purpose? Can I make it? Can I keep going? Been doing this a long time. I do. You know, I do. I do want to keep ministering to people. That's my mission in life. He didn't save me in Rockingham way back when as a hellraiser to lead me this far to drop me. Amen? And I'm finding through pain it opens even more doors. Amen? Come on. My mission, I want to see others saved. I want to see you saved. If you're here today and you're not a believer in Christ, everything inside of me wants to see you saved. I want to see you in heaven one day. I want to wave at you. How you doing? That's what I want. Amen? I don't want you to have crossed my path and somehow you didn't go to heaven. I don't feel like I would accomplish my mission if you meet me somehow and hear me and somehow you, oh, he's a great speaker, but I didn't tell you about Jesus. I'm a failure. You understand? I want to see you saved today. I care for you. That's my mission. You know what I want? I want others to experience forgiveness like I've experienced. I want you to know when you lay your head down at night, those terrible things you did, you can say, they're gone. They're gone. As far as the east is from the west, I want you to be able to experience that. Do you hear me? I want people in Englewood and Port Charlotte and Sarasota and Fort Myers, where we have radio and television, I want them to hear that out of me. Not that they've got to measure up or do this or do that or send their money or something this. Or no. I want them to know they can be saved and forgiven. You hearing me? And the last one, I want to live like I'm leaving. I can see me in my life. I don't know if it's going to pan out like this or not. I can see me holding more loosely to things as I finish my race. Amen? And I hope I have more of a focus. Like I don't live here anyway. You hearing me? The preacher done gone cuckoo on us. I just want to be like Jesus. Amen? Isn't that what he was? I want to be, say it with me, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening to the Word of God. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good word. Praise God.